Many of them who know very, very little about Bletchley when they come, and indeed know not only very little about Bletchley, but can't, of course, remember very far back. They can't even remember back to easily to the Vietnam War, which seems a long time ago. And doubtless Libya will now be in more people's minds because of what is happening there than what happened at Tobruk and Benghazi during the war. By bringing together people's memories of Bletchley, a very important task has been performed by the Trust. And I could not have written the book had it not been for the various publications which have come from inside the Trust over the last period since it was founded in 1991. I went through a very difficult period of illness in my own life between 2001 until fairly recently. And I couldn't really come back to Bletchley. I was asked at various times by Christopher Chataway and others to become deeply involved. Originally, before that, I had really spent a lot of time talking to the former British ambassador who lived at Winslow, and he was the first person who wanted to get me involved in the affairs of Bletchley. The Trust keeps the memories alive, and it's not just serving as a museum. And I believe in the future myself still, and I'm more interested in living history than I am in dead history. Now, let me just say a word or two about the special features of my book. I was at Sidney Sussex College, Cambridge, and I'm very happy to say that the master is here today and his wife. It's wonderful. The last time I spoke in this mansion, we used to call it, after a time, the main building. I think it may be called the mansion again now. But the last time I spoke here was to the Sidney Sussex Society. And I owe a great debt in writing the book to Peter Linscombe, who was the chairman of the Sidney Sussex Society. And he organised a meeting here. And that was the first time I opened my mouth to talk about Bletchley when we came in a long time ago, in, I think it was 2005. I did come here to the rebuilding of Colossus. Tony Sale's work I admired, and I knew Flowers and liked Flowers. And I felt that I had to pay tribute in my book to the post office. I can't really make this point strong enough. Make tribute to the post office, to Dollis Hill and all that kind of work. The post office, without the post office, it would have been impossible, really, for us to have done most of the things that we did at Bletchley, particularly after Fish codes and ciphers were broken. There are many, many misunderstandings and fallacies that come into the writing about Bletchley, not least by people who worked here, because they didn't, many of them, know just what they were doing. The secrets were kept from them as much as from anybody else. Some of them thought that Colossus was breaking Enigma. Some of them thought that the bombs which we were using to help us to break Enigma were computers.